This week's first feature was written by Derek James. Derek has read a new book about Norwich after the Second World War. His article is read by Tony Stimpson.
Victory was sweet, but it came at a cost. Norwich was a city which had been shattered. Hundreds of people had died, many more injured, and thousands had lost their homes. This was 1945. The country was on its knees, the people were on a diet thanks to rationing, and the road ahead was a bumpy one. The story of how the city, the county, and the country came together to build a new life is told in the new best-selling Norwich 1945 to 1960, A Journey from Austerity to Prosperity by Francis and Michael Holmes of the Norwich Heritage Projects. Those coming home from the war in Europe, many Norfolk men were still prisoners in the horrendous jungle slave camps of the Far East, were shocked by what had happened to Norwich. Between 1940 and 1943, there'd been 45 bombing raids, claiming around 350 lives. More than 14,000 homes had been damaged. Of these, 1,200 had to be demolished. Many factories had been destroyed, and including Bonds, which was now John Lewis, and Curls, which is now Debenhams. It was time to rebuild. So-called prefabs, temporary homes, were put up on the Malpit estate in the city, which the Evening News described as a housewife's dream of convenience and comfort in its kitchen and bathroom equipment. In 1946, work started on building the Tuxwood estate, and a couple of years later the foundations were laid for the West Earlham and South Park Avenue estate. But many people were still living with family and friends in overcrowded homes or even in rat-infested Nissen huts used by the GIs. Slowly but surely, life was getting back to normal, but it was tough. In April of 1949, thousands of people took part in the Norwich Scout Week, an organisation which gave boys a ray of hope in a drab world. And a host of activities took place on the site of the Curls store in the city. A couple of years later, Norwich was selected as one of the places to play a leading role in the Festival of Britain, designed to put a smile back on people's faces. A time for celebration, a time for hope. Tens of thousands of men, women and children lined the streets in June of 1951 to cheer as Princess Elizabeth arrived to open the festival and was welcomed by the Lord Mayor, Eric Hind. He summed it all up so well by saying, "Today is a tribute to the cooperation of all citizens and traders in Norwich who have done their best to cover our scars, to lessen our pain, and with decorations of flowers and flags which have added beauty to our historic city. Norwich has always known how to party, and a huge range of events and attractions took place during the festival." As the Evening News and Eastern Daily Press said, all those years ago, "During the festival, there's been a spirit of gaiety and happiness in the city, a spirit of thankfulness for past glories, and a deliverance of our city. A time to renew our energies for the future." 2 years later, it was time to celebrate again, when Princess Elizabeth became Queen Elizabeth II. Once again, the people came out to party. Highlights of a carnival at Eaton Park included a display by the Hell's Angels, described as the greatest trick and stunt motorcyclists in the world, and there was a Miss Coronation competition. Life was starting to get better, and in 1957, Prime Minister Harold Macmillan declared, "Most people have never had it so good." But then asked, which is often forgotten, "Is it too good to last?" Norwich 1945 to 1960, A Journey from Austerity to Prosperity by Francis and Michael Holmes, is on sale at Jarrold and the City Box Bookshop, Davy Place, for £9.95. It's also available by clicking on www.norwich-heritage.co.uk.